When life feels heavy, lost or unclear, the Quran whispers, Allah is near. The Quran whispers, Allah is near. Quranic juice, Quranic juice.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Ahla wa sahlan, marhaban. Welcome once again to this beautiful series Quranic Jewels, inshallah azawajal, in which we will be unveiling different pearls and jewels from the glorious Quran, stories, narrations, stories of the prophets and hidden gems to enlighten and enrich ourselves with the beautiful kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stay tuned inshallah azawajal, and for today inshallah we have an amazing topic which we will discuss. How did Dawud alayhi salam become a king? But before that, inshallah, let us enrich our souls with the motivation and inspiration and blessings of sending salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As it is mentioned in the beautiful narrations of Hadith Mubarakah, that decorate your gatherings by sending salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azawajal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed, how blessed are we, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that for praising our Prophet, for praising our Nabi, subhanallah, Allah Almighty has put so much of barakah, so much of blessings upon that it becomes a means of forgiveness for us. It becomes a means of blessings and barakah. That imagine, you know, we only think that gatherings are just, you know, in a call gathering, you know, where everybody gathers in a certain point or a certain place. But just imagine and ponder for a moment when we are at home and we are sitting with the family as well. Subhanallah Azzawajal. That's also considered a gathering because you are sitting with more than three people in one sitting. Subhanallah Azzawajal. And why not at that time that we motivate one another, we motivate our family? That let us start our conversation with the salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, there are some families out there, subhanallah, that you see that they, whenever they get an opportunity, they will either do adhkar dhikrullah or they will recite salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful atmosphere that creates in the home. You know, it keeps the spiritual Islamic lifestyle uplifted. It keeps the vibe. You know, that this is, we are Muslims, and this is how our home should be. This is how we should converse with one another. So let us try, inshallah. It's not difficult. I mean, just few seconds. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and different other salawat that you can recite as in the weekly durood of Alhamdulillah, the istimas of Dawud Islam. You see the blessings of reciting certain salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. So you may do that. Or when you are sitting together, recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine on the day of judgment, it'll be a means of light for us. The day of difficulty, the day that every man would be for himself. I mean, you know, in this dunya, we're always ready and willing to help somebody if we're able to. But in the day of judgment, we must understand that on that crucial day, every man would be worried about his own self. Mothers will turn against their children. Fathers will turn against their children. Friends, your best of friends, who you always helped and, you know, made sure that his life is comfortable in the dunya. Your brothers, your sisters, your siblings, whoever it may be. Everybody's concern will be about myself and my actions and my amal. Because everybody will have to face Allah Almighty on that day. But imagine durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that it will be there to soothe us, to comfort us, you know, to give us that sort of shade, that sort of aid. Subhanallah azawajal. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us inshallah azawajal make it our habit. And you know, this is the beauty of the beautiful environment of Dawud Islami, that we are encouraged to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you may have seen, maybe by joining the Ijtima'at of Dawud Islami or the weekly gatherings of Dawud Islami, whether any type of work of Dawud Islami, you see that it's always started with salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's encouraging between the talks or the bayans or the discussion or the meetings, whatever it may be. Sallu ala al-Habib, subhanallah. Praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This terminology, this term. You know, a beautiful fun fact, and we heard from head of the executive board of Dawud Islami, Haji Imran Attari, that when they've been for either Umrah or Hajj once, and then the guy was looking at the passport of Amir al-Sunnat, and then he looks at Amir al-Sunnat, and in Arab Sharif, the guy was like, you know, Sallu ala al-Habib. Because they recognize Amir al-Sunnat by, subhanallah, the slogan, Sallu ala al-Habib. So the guy, the immigration was like, Sallu ala al-Habib, meaning that are you this personality, you know, part of this group that sees Sallu ala al-Habib, subhanallah, yazawajal, subhanallah. Allah will grant Amir al-Sunnat long life with good health. That imagine millions of people throughout the entire world, millions of followers, people's lives have been changed, whether it's Islamic sisters, Islamic brothers, younger children, people that were in drugs, people that were criminals, whatever it may be, singers. Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful reformation and changes, subhanallah, that occurred in their life, that they are also part of the slogan, Sallu ala al-Habib, or they also enrich their lives and their kalams with the praise of Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah will grant Amir al-Sunnat long life with good health, inshallah, azza wa jal. And all the Ashikani Rasul. And you know, Durud-e-Pak is something that creates positive vibes. I mean, the views of Madani Channel. You know, when you are down and about, and then you must have someone that will come to enlighten you, someone that will come to create a positive vibe around you. Well, Durud is such that you don't even need anybody to be around you. Just recite salawat. Recite and praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Do it in the form of Qasida Burda Sharif, in the form of Naat Sharif. Wallahi, you will see some positive energy. You'll see the environment around you will change, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, as mentioned, topic of discussion for today, how did Dawud ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam become a king? And this tracks back many, many thousands of years back, when Sayyidina Talut became the king. And when he became the king, he prepared the Bani Israel and mobilized his army towards the battlefield against a pagan king called Jalut. And then, so what happened was that Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam joined this army. And let us understand a little about Dawud ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a very poor person. He barely could make ends meet. Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, his face was very pale due to illness and sickness. And when Dawud ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam joined this army and they got to the battlefield, both the armies aligned, Talut made an announcement. He made an announcement to his entire army that, listen, whoever kills Jalut, I will marry my princess to him, and I will give him half of my kingdom. And imagine, he is giving his daughter, his princess, in marriage to that person, as well as half of his kingdom. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam was passing by, and then he stumbled upon a stone that spoke out to Dawud alayhi salam, that, oh Dawud, I am the stone of Musa alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Imagine a stone that belonged to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah, anything that has attachment with the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes great, subhanallah, becomes such that it even, you know, the power of Allah azza wa jal, anything can do and anything can happen. It speaks out to Dawud al-Islam. Dawud, I am the stone of Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. And then as he goes along, another stone speaks out to him and says, oh Dawud, I am the stone of Harun alayhi salam. And then the third stone speaks out to Dawud alayhi salam that, oh Dawud, I am the stone that will kill Jalut. Subhanallah. Dawud ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, on the other hand, he picks up all three stones. And he had these three great, remarkable, powerful, connected with Anbiya alayhi salam stones with him. And he goes out into the battlefield. The battle begins. And as we all know, everybody rushing towards the enemy, one to another, fighting, looking, distress, difficulty. Dawud alayhi salam has one mission. Allahu Akbar. Then I'm going to kill the king. I'm going to kill Jalut. So when the battle broke up, Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he advanced with his catapult towards this king, Jalut. And when he got closer to him, then Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he invoked Bismillah and catapulted three stones upon Jalut. which was such force, such power, such connection, subhanAllah, that it destroyed and brought Jalut to his death, to the extent that it crushed through his skull, going into his brain. And when it went through his head, it killed approximately 30 people with Jalut. And when he was brought down and he was killed, Allahu Akbar, success. And this is the victory of the battle. Already the king is down. Sayyidina Dawud ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he brings this king to Sayyidina Talut and he presents it to him. He was very happy. The people of Bani Israel were very happy. And the enemy's army of Jalut, they fled away. After they fled away, Sayyidina Talut kept to his word, kept to his promise, and he married Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam to his daughter, meaning the princess, and gave half of his kingdom to Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine, subhanAllah, so beautiful that we even learn. And this is what the glorious Quran is for, informing us, is for giving us lessons, for us to become better people, better humans. That Sayyidina Talut, he kept to his promise, he kept to his word. Then he made an announcement openly. And after a certain task that was set to do was done, he married his daughter to Dawud alayhi salam. He gave half of his kingdom, to the extent that after 40 years, Sayyidina Dawud ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he became the king of the entire empire. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madri channel, just ponder and think for a moment that what was the life of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam? That he was poor. That because of that poverty, because of that extreme, you know, shortage of wealth, you know, sickness struck him. His face even became pale. Allahu Akbar. That he could not live his life. But how Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the power of Allah Almighty, turning the life of Sayyidina Dawud ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam to the extent that he became the king of such a huge empire, from having nothing to having everything. Allahu Akbar. Not just that, having a princess, then having an entire empire. And what is the other uniqueness of Sayyidina Dawud ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam? SubhanAllah. Dear viewers, this, remember that this series is called the Quranic Jewels, and we're going to unveil lots of pearls and jewels from the glorious Quran, inshallah azza wa jal. But before we head on to some other jewels, inshallah, let us head on towards some praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasalam, to enrich and enlighten our souls. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar qabr be kason ki, ae shamae jamale Mustafa'i, aankhon mein chamak ke dil mein aaja, ae shamae jamale Mustafa'i, ae sabz gumbad wale manzoor dua karna, jab naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna, jab naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna, ae noor-e khuda aakar aankhon mein sama jana, ya dar pe bula lena, ya khwab mein aa jana, ae noor-e khuda aakar aankhon mein sama jana, ya dar pe bula lena, ya khwab mein aa jana, ae parda nashin dil ke parde raha karna, jab naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna, main qabr andheri mein تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ. میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ. روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا, روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا. جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا. مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا, رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا. مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا, رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا. مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا, مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا. جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا. چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے, اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے. چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے, اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے. آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا, آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا. جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا. اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا, جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا.
Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, I'm sure that now we are all enriched and, you know, lost in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah will take us all again and again to the blessed cities of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarramah, inshallah, azza wa jal. We're discussing about, subhanallah, how did Dawud ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam become a king, you know, and Sidna Talut making the announcement at the battlefield, and he became the king and marrying his daughter, his princess, to him, and then he be getting half of the kingdom, and after 40 years becoming the king of the entire empire. Subhanallah, the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by changing the life of Sina Dawud ala Nabina wa salatu salam. Now let us understand one point and one thing, dear viewers, that after the demise of Sidna Shamwil alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam with prophethood. And before Sidna Dawud alayhi salam, no one held these two positions simultaneously, meaning one after the other. That he alayhi salam was first the person who was bestowed who these two distinctions. And he alayhi salam chaired these two positions and fulfilled the responsibilities for 70 years. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Such great positions of becoming such a great king. And then after that being bestowed with nabuwat. Subhanallah. So huge, great responsibilities. And we know that no one has been blessed with such a great distinction. And after 70 years of serving of Dawud ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam, his son, Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam, was bestowed with the distinction of being a Nabi as well as a king simultaneously, following the footsteps of the father, subhanallah. The greatness of that great grandeur, we call it, you know, of being a king of a huge empire, being blessed with Nabuwat, subhanallah. The son followed suit, Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam, and he also became a great king. And we will discuss that, inshallah, in other episodes. But inshallah, before that, you know, we must understand that we are taking Quranic jewels. We are taking pearls. We are trying to understand and get a better glimpse of the glorious Quran to enrich ourselves, to enlighten ourselves, subhanallah. There are so many treasures, subhanallah, azawajal, that Allah azawajal, he briefly described this entire scenario of Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabina wa salatu wasalam in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 251, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكُ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. And Dawud killed Jalut, and Allah bestowed upon him the kingdom and wisdom and taught him whatever he willed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Despite being an emperor of a large empire. Now this is something we must contemplate and think for a moment. How amazing, how awesome is this? That Sayyidina Dawud al-Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he owned an entire kingdom, an entire empire. You know, with a snap of fingers, things could get done. He never needed to work, he never needed to do anything basically. But apart from being a king of such a huge empire, having so much of wealth, he could have just asked for gold or rubies or whatever he wanted. But he alayhi salatu wasalam used to earn his living by the means of handcraft throughout his life. That Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with a miracle that whenever he alayhi salam would touch metal, it would become soft and mild like wax. He alayhi salam used to make armors from it and would sell them to earn his living. Allah Azza wa Jal also taught him the language of the birds, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And you know, then we'll understand, you know, when we're going to discuss about Sulaiman alayhi salam, subhanallah, and his grand empire, the grand empire of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, you know, and the birds following his commandments, subhanallah, that of the jinn, etc., inshallah. But look at how beautiful this is, that Allah Almighty blessed Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam with such great miracles, that he would just touch metal, it'll become so soft, so easy, you know, like wax as mentioned. And it was part of his profession that Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam, he would mold armor, and that would be his source of income, his source of living, subhanallah. And like that, Allah blessed him with understanding the language of the birds. How amazing and awesome this is. You know, we always hear often, for example, and especially in the morning parts, if you are walking around where there are some sort of trees, etc., you will hear the birds chirping with one another. You know, one day, I remember when I was little, so my cousins and I, we heard this, you know, the birds having a conversation one another. I remember we were waiting to go to school, actually. And, you know, we just made a joke out of it that, you know, it's this uncle, I feel sorry for this uncle, because it felt as if his wife was shouting. Allahu Akbar. The way the birds were chirping with one another, it felt as if one of the birds was getting shouting. And how amazing it is. Allahu Akbar, the divine creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, that every single creation of Allah has this some sort of way of conversing, of doing things. That if you look at just birds, for example, how they live their life, the houses that they stay in even is so unique. The way they give birth or have children is so unique, subhanallah azza wa jal. The way they move around because of the seasons, etc., is so unique and so beautiful, subhanAllah. The system that they move in with a group of birds together, subhanAllah, azawajal. This divine creation of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah, azawajal. Dear viewers, back to the topic now, inshallah. Then we've heard of the living of Sayyidina Dawud al-Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam and his uniqueness that Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with this great miracle, as you say, of, you know, carving and molding metal, steel that you turn to wax, and also understanding the language of the birds, subhanAllah. How great is this, subhanAllah? Doesn't this energize us now, knowing something from the life of a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah azawajal. And such a great Nabi, carrying Nabuwat to a great empire and then passing it out to his son, subhanAllah azawajal. What can we understand actually from the life of Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam? You know, despite knowing that he was a great king and even a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must understand that here we see the power, the qudrat, the mighty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how he azza wa jal can change the life of a person. Then if you look at Dawud ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, he was poor. He's so much of difficulty, so much of parishani. You analyze a poor person of this time, in this zamana, with the advancements of technologies, etc., and how a poor person lives. Compare it to that time when technology wasn't so vast, things wasn't so easy at that time. Compare poverty from that time to now, Allahu Akbar. How much of difficulty Sayyidina Dawud ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam must have been going through. But within instant, how did Allah Azza wa Jal change the life of Dawud ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam? So much so, giving him a wife, a princess even, giving him entire kingdom, palaces, half of someone's kingdom. That too after 40 years, having been the ruler of the entire kingdom, the entire empire, subhanAllah azawajal. Allahu Akbar, the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never ever underestimate the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this leads down to, ask ourselves, the viewers of Madani channel. I mean, we all have difficulties and problems in our life. This is life in the dunya. You know, the dunya is not forever. Now I ask you, Divis of Madani channel, life in a prison is not easy. Likewise, life in a prison is not forever. Even if someone has a life sentence, you know, some point of his life when he reaches a certain age where they can see that, you know what, so and so person is improving, they will set him out, they'll set him free. So life's not easy. But in this dunya as well, we have difficulties, we have problems, we have parishanis, financially, mentally, health-wise, family-wise, whatever-wise. But as believers and as Muslims, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is so merciful to us, so kind to us, that if after even informing us that I'm going to test you, not from everything, some of the things, make sabr, have patience, be content, understand that now is my turn to be tested with these problems. But we shouldn't have this in our mind that this is forever. No problem is forever, actually. Every problem, every test is only for temporary time. I mean, this life in the dunya teaches us about the life in the dunya, that everything is temporary. But why do we go all crazy? As if all our problems and all our worries and all the difficulties is forever. Nothing's forever in this dunya, dear viewers of Madani channel. Everything is temporary for a time. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the creator, He is the sustainer. He can change a life of somebody in an instant. We've heard about Dawud ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great king of his time. What his life was to weigh. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So when we're having our issues, our problems, understand that our problems are nothing compared to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for now I am having difficulty. He claims I'm making sabr, but then he complains. That person have lost the honor of being amongst the sabirin. Sabirin is that person when the problems afflict them, difficulties afflict them. It doesn't become known. He doesn't create a commotion amongst people. His problems are not known to anybody else. He bears it himself because he understands that Allah Azza wa Jal is now testing me. I am one of them. I'm bearing it. I'm trying my best. Good days will come. So dear viewers of Madani channel, number one, when difficulties afflict us, problems afflict us, never underestimate or don't ever underestimate the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, Allah is kareem. Allah is great. That today you are in difficulty, but tomorrow you can be in bliss and happiness. Maybe you don't have those bucks in your pocket to use a money channel, but Allah can change that within an instant. Our problems are nothing to the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. We see this from the glorious Quran, the life of the Prophet alayhi salam. Today we are hearing about Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine how Allah changed his life within an instant. You tell me, Allah cannot change our life? And what are our problems compared to his problems? As I mentioned, that the advancement of things in technology and livelihood of today compared to thousands of years ago, we still are lucky. Alhamdulillah azawajal. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We are still lucky. If you are not those ones that have that extra money or the best of houses or everything else, I understand. My life, my time is still better compared to what previous nations or previous people, or we say our forefathers, have been through. Allahu Akbar. And then you also see the simplicity of Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, that being a king, having so much of power, having so much of wealth, you know, he could just ask and say, get it done. He could have got done. And we should understand that this, you know, this kind of livelihood of sewing shoes and molding, etc., you see that it is a quality or some profession that is very much attached to the Anbiya alayhi salam, subhanallah. And it has great connection with the pious predecessors, the pious awliya ikram, the Anbiya alayhi salam. And we shouldn't mock someone that has these qualities, actually. Especially us being Muslims. We shouldn't do this. We should, in fact, encourage our children at times. You know, when you are walking on the streets, and then you see somebody perhaps is sewing a shoe, or you see someone that's, you know, maybe he's one side of the road, he's maybe doing some sort of welding, etc. Never mock at them or laugh at them. And at that time, we should also encourage and tell our children that, remember, the pious servants of Allah, they also partook in such kind of works. Never mock that person. Never tease that person. Because we don't know what, maybe the person's job is not so great. But in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that person could be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person could be someone very great, greater than us. That maybe his one action could finish off and destroy all our actions that we have done. So never mock somebody. At least the main thing, the core of it is, a person should be earning halal risk, halal way of getting sustenance. That is more important. A person can be a billionaire, a millionaire, have everything. But if his earnings are haram, if his earnings are illegal, if his earning is such a way that it's involved in killing and drugs, etc., Allahu Akbar, then what kind of joy is that? What kind of happiness is that? That, imagine, that kind of person also has to always be alert. How does he sleep? How does he live? How does he walk around? Because remember that haram earning comes with consequences. You could either face it in this dunya, but definitely in the akhirah. So, main thing and the core is halal earning, halal sustenance. And learn from the Anbiya alayhi salam, subhanallah, that, you know, we at times go through certain phase in life or certain problems. We shouldn't just be sitting and, you know, not doing anything or not having that I don't care attitude. No, we should try our best to our fullest. No matter what job it is, no matter what amount it is. Yes, things are going expensive and, you know, the price of petrol, etc. That's part of the life of the dunya. Maybe today you're earning the 200 rand. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, with your sabr, with your making shukr to Allah, that 2,000 rand or 200 rand or 1 pound or, you know, 500 pounds could turn to the thousands, tens of thousands, because of that little shukr you made. That simplicity, that life, that even if I'm earning less, I still remember my Creator. Even if I'm earning less, the life of people before me or the life of the Prophet was even worse than mine. If my poverty is such or my earning is such, then there is always somebody that is in greater difficulty, mushkilat and problem than myself. I'm a Muslim. Allah has blessed me with this glorious Quran. When I unveil this Quran, when I look at this Quran, the difficulties, the problems that the Anbiya alayhi salam went through, compare that to my problems. And like I mentioned, with the advancement of how life has advanced compared to thousands of years ago, Allahu Akbar. Then you think and realize, and wallahi, that shukr that you will make at that point or at that time, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, will outshine your entire life because of that appreciation. Subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, simplicity is a very great thing. Making shukr is a really great thing, subhanallah. And always, never, ever underestimate the power and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. I'm sure that you have enjoyed the segment for today, subhanallah, unveiling the life of how Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam became a great king from where to where, subhanallah, and followed by the taking over of his son, Sayyidina Sulaiman, ala nabiyyina wa salatu wasalam, which inshallah we will discuss in next episodes, inshallah. Until then, dear viewers of Madari Channel, stay good, be good, inshallah. Recite salawat in maximum numbers. Keep watching Madari Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When life feels heavy, lost or unclear, the Quran whispers Allah is near. The Quran whispers Allah is near. Quranic Jew.